Fine, good. Okay, so we finished Perek Gimel. We're about to start Perek Daled. We saw that Moed HaKiddush last week. The Chovev brings down, and the Chiyuv of Ishtadlus he brings from a pasuk from before the Chet. It means there was a Chiyuv of Ishtadlus before the Klal of B'zeh Sapecha Teicha Lechem, and therefore the Chiyuv Ishtadlus has nothing to do l'maisa with the Chet. What the G'zei Sapecha Teicha Lechem added, because you can't deny that, there was a Klala G'zei Sapecha Teicha Lechem. So what was the difference? If you're learning like the other Rishonim that there was no Ishtadlus done before the Chet, so then G'zei Sapecha introduced Ishtadlus. Now you have a Chiyuv to make Ishtadlus, the Klala, the tax. But according to Chovev HaLevavos, there was a Chiyuv Ishtadlus before. So then what did G'zei Sapecha change? There was a Chiyuv Ishtadlus before, now there's a Chiyuv Ishtadlus. That's what changed. He said before the Chiyuv Ishtadlus didn't interfere with your Dveikas in Hashem. You were able to make Ishtadlus, and that was Chalek of the Dveikas of Hashem. It was part of the Dveikas. Masha Ein Kain, the after the Chet, where you now have the Klal of Zeh Sapecha Teicha Lechem, so now there's a Mafriya. That Mafriya is the Dveikas. So that's how we learned yesterday. Last week we saw from the TL. That's the Chiddush we saw. Okay, fine. Now he's going to start dealing Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet is the meat and potatoes of Betochanya. He's going to break it up into seven categories and different types of Betochanya, except Musubach. Well, we really start getting into Betochanya. Before we do that, I wanted to discuss. I said we'll discuss maybe a little bit of Dessler's approach to Ishtadlus. Based on the Mahalach of the Mesillas Yesharim, he quotes Mesillas Yesharim. I don't exactly know how that fits in with the Chovev HaLevavos. We'll see. Not everything has to fit with everything right away. We'll have different shittas and opinions. But it's a mod chashuv to understand the stickler of Dessler. Mod chashuv. It's mod practical. And it answers some questions that we have klapei Ishtadlus, because it seems, whichever way you cut the cake, it seems like Ishtadlus is a bit of a nonsensical thing, you know. Chovev HaLevavos gave us some reasons why you have to do it. At the end of the day, it seems a bit strange. Not strange, it seems like we disconnected from it then. You know, you've got to do it because, yeah, you've got to do it. Make sure you do it honestly, whatever. But, okay, but I could do other things as well. You know, I keep myself busy. So Rav Dessler has a very interesting touch on this. It was based on Shirim I heard from Amot Chamila. Is like this. Rav Dessler says that the Mesillas Yesharim says that the Chiyuv of Ishtadlus is a klala, like paying a tax, and nobody pays more tax than they have to. Therefore, a person has to make the minimum Ishtadlus. But he doesn't tell you what that minimum is. What's the minimum? What's the shear? What's the minimum shear of Ishtadlus? Loama doesn't say. So we have to find out what that is, because that's what you have to do. According to Mesillas Yesharim, you have to make the minimum Ishtadlus. So what is the minimum? So Rav Dessler says like this. You have to make the minimum Ishtadlus so that if it doesn't go the way you wanted it to, you won't have charata. You won't be toilar ushainas.
I remember you actually told us that point. Now, I just want to stop you before you get into the meat of Rav Dessler and ask you, doesn't the Chovev HaLevavos say, like, you know, it's not the minimum Ishtadlus? He doesn't say the minimum Ishtadlus.
We're not in the Chovev HaLevavos.
I understand. So are we saying something totally different? It's just a vote on Ishtadlus by Rav Dessler. Is that what we're doing?
We're looking at the Mesillas Yesharim's approach to Ishtadlus. Okay.
So we're not connecting because we did just learn that you should do as much Ishtadlus as possible.
No, I don't think we said you have to make as much Ishtadlus as possible. You have to make Ishtadlus. The Chovev HaLevavos hasn't spoken yet about what the share of Ishtadlus is.
He made a very big point. He said you must realize that Ishtadlus has nothing to do with outcome, yet you must Mishtadl Ma'od. That's what he said. He said you must put a lot.
Where is the Mishtadl Ma'od?
I had a book, I could tell you. But from my memory, what I recall, you said that you said you must go for it. You go in 2 feet and you go and you put in as much status as you think.
I don't remember Chayyim saying that. No, we'll see.
He didn't say minimize his status.
He doesn't say minimize. But we'll see. The Chayyim Salavav holds that you should be Isaac in Torah. We'll see. We'll discuss Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Shittas there in the Tanoim. The Chayyim Salavav is certainly not advocating you should be involved in Ishtadas the whole day and not sit and learn the whole day. He didn't say
he must be in his study. Like you said, he didn't define parameters, but he did say you need to put in the right amount of his studies. You need to actually go for it. He didn't say exactly like Masilas Hashem is saying. He said
That I heard the Rav say last week was that because the Chovas HaLavavas is saying that it's a chiyuv of Ishtalus which comes before the Chet. So therefore you see that there's not only the aspect of it being a knas, but there's also the aspect of it being a mitzvah. And that when you do your Ishtadlus, then you should have kavana that you're fulfilling a mitzvah. That's not to do with how much the mitzvah is.
Hasn't spoken about the shear yet. What he did say was that, and this is maybe Jonathan's getting it from, is that the chiyuv of ishtadlus comes about for two reasons. The one is to test that you'll be honest. So that is not the word shear. But the other one is that you'll be busy. You won't be wasting your time. Because if you didn't have to make ishtadlus, you'll be wasting your time. And when you're wasting your time, when you've got free time on your hands, so then the Yetzer Hara is going to cause havoc with you. That's what he said. He therefore said that somebody...
Okay, I must go look at that.
Whoa.
Listen to your shear.
One second, slowly. He therefore says that the person who's busy the whole day doing mitzvahs and he's Oisek in Torah and mitzvahs the whole day is potter from ishtadlus. Well, that's what he says there.
Did he say that? I don't remember him saying that at all.
Where did he say that? Just 1 second. When he discusses why you have to make ishtadlus, but he says Vatama Shenihu. This is on Dafshin Lamet Ches in Peri Gimel there. He says like this, Ki elu lo haya Adam tzarich litroich ulachzor ulafil emtsoyim lasogas panosa. Person didn't have to bother and work and go off and be involved in making his shtadlus. As I uboid Hashem v'reidefachre a virus, he would kick Hashem, he would sort of ignore Hashem and run off the virus. V'le'a simleiv l'choyves hamuteles alav klepei elokim t'mures ha'toyves shu meitiv imoy. Moshenema, ha'ikino v'nevel toy v'cholil v'yayin da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da v'nema v'yismach yishun da-da-da ul'chein richam avoyre al ha'adam v'itriach oisel yis osu kol yemei chayov v'asav v'sar ko'il ha'mazeh ובחונס לכרס חיל המבוא, כדי שלא יהיה פנוי לבקש דברים שאין אינו חוצים לו.
That seems like, go for it with your shadows.
Hashem, no, what I'm saying, doesn't say go for it. Let's just do the words that are here.
Only Sakei Kol Yomov.
Patience. You raised the subject, let's look inside, let's see what he said, slowly. We didn't understand it properly the first time. Let's try to understand it this time. 1 second. Let's give him a chance to speak, okay? Therefore, Hashem keeps you very busy running around trying to take care of your needs in this world and in your needs for the world to come. That he shouldn't be free to go running off the things that he doesn't need, that aren't going to produce anything for him. That you shouldn't be thinking and using your mind and discussing things that are irrelevant and are not shaykh to you, like what did the world look like before Hashem created the world and all sorts of philosophical stuff. There's a call also Yofi Bito. Okay, It says Nimtza Eifo. Kimishi Ma'adif is avoidus elokim v'boiche b'yirosu. Therefore, somebody who prefers, it's more preferable for him, avoidus elokim, and he chooses to be one of his yirayim, ביירוסוי תופיע השם, ובוטח בוי בעניונים הרוחנים והגשמים, אז בתוכן עם השם, we said we'll come back to this, because the Holy Spirit is going to say you shouldn't have בתוכן עם רוחנים, so we'll see what that means. We have to come back to this. בעניין רוחנים וגשמים, ומייסר עליו את המידס המוגונויס, and he removes from himself these terrible midas, v'sheif l'midas ha-toivos, he yearns, doesn't say he's attained the midas ha-toivos, but he yearns for the midas ha-toivos, v'einu boit b'ashem am imu chai b'menuchem, he doesn't sort of disregard, kick Hashem out the room, even when he's living with gevaldike menuche, v'lo misrape me'avoidus Hashem gam keshu shro b'shalva, he doesn't weaken, he doesn't let go, he's avoidus Hashem, even when he's living in tranquility, V'ene yetzara meisis oisoi, v'lo mispate lidoif achrei tanugim o'ilam azeh, ha'machav shimes ha'odom. He also has no taiva, no, he doesn't, he's not seduced by the tanugim of the world to go after the world, the things that entrap a man in this world. Adam kanzeh meshachrei oso ha'boirem mi'atiecha la'hafil goyimim mi'lishtamesh b'emtsoim l'shem ha'sogos panosu. That goes free, doesn't have to make panos anymore. Mipnei shelo shaychem etzloi shnaya taimim aniskelil, amachayvim zois. The two reasons I've given that you have to make ishtadlis, those aren't shaych by him. Because he's already oimed ben isoin, and also he doesn't waste his time on narishkat, so therefore he doesn't have to be making panos, he can go sit and learn, and Hashem will take care of him. That's the baal betochen of the chayvelis of Ovis, that if he's a baal betochen, he'll get whatever he needs, and he won't have to make any ishtadlis. So it depends, once again, on the person. It's very subjective. How much ishtadlis do you have to make? Well, that depends. How much, you know, how well do you use your time when you're not in the office? You know, it's a very subjective thing. That's one of Shoyer of Desla. That's one of Desla's more practical. The Chovas HaLevavos doesn't help us yet too much. And I'm stepping out of the Chovas HaLevavos now with your permission to have a look and see another approach. And you'll see, because we saw the Meshes Chokhmah, you need all the approaches, and you have to know which one to use when and how, and which one resonates with you more, and which one's more shaykh to you, and which one's more shaykh in this particular time. And yeah, so we need them all. And Rav Desla, we can sumach on Rav Desla. Rav Desla is not working with the Chovas HaLevavos for now. Maybe afterwards we'll reconcile them. I don't know. I try and learn one thing at a time. I'm not, I don't have to reconcile Rav Desla with anybody now. I just have to understand him first. So we've spoken about this before. If you understood it, you don't need to hear it again. Fine, but I find for myself, even the more I get into it, the more, you know, the more I'm able to use it and to use it properly. So, but you can stop me if everyone's got it and they understand this properly and they're using it nicely, then we can move on to something else. Well, Azoy, the Rav Desla says the minimum. The Mesilus Yesharim says you have to make minimum ishtadlis. The Chori is not learning like the Chovas HaLevavos. He's not learning that it's a mitzvah. He's learning that it's a knas. He says that. It's poreya mas. It's like paying a tax. And no one pays more tax than he has to. He can't pay less tax. Never anybody went to his accountant and said, please help me cook the books. I can pay more tax. I don't know. You know anybody like that? I'd like to meet him. So the same year, you make the minimum ishtadlis. What's the minimum ishtadlis? What's the minimum? Okay. Says Rav Desla, the minimum is that point where you won't be tola rishoynos. You have to make enough ishtadlis that if it doesn't go the way you want it to, you won't have charata. Let's see how that works. Let's try and understand this. Let's go deep into this a little bit. We all know that tshuva, a person does tshuva, so it requires charata. He has to mecharet. He has to regret what he did. So let's say a person did an Aveira. So now, when's he in a better position? When's he in a stronger position? Before he did the Aveira, or after he does the Aveira and he does Tshuva? When's he in a better position? He did an Aveira. Is he better off before he did the Aveira?
Yeah, after he does the Aveira and does Tshuva.
After he does the Aveira and does Tshuva, why is he in a better position?
If he because does tshuva,
He learned a part of himself that he wouldn't have known, and he's converted that into the Hashem, so the Avera became a mitzvah.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Shlomo, yeah, what do you want to say?
I was saying maybe if it's tshuva ma'ava, in the way that Yonatan said, that the Aveira becomes a mitzvah. That's in the world of tshuva ma'ava. If he does it on the very highest level, proper tshuva, then maybe you get to that level that it becomes a mitzvah.
Says like this. But with that, we have to see what that has to do with charata, because we were trying to understand something about the charata in betochen. It says like this. You're in a better position after you've done the Aveira, because let me ask you, before you did the Aveira, could you do the Aveira?
Yes.
For sure. Haraya, you did the Aveira. So after you've done the Aveira, you've done tshuva, and you've had a proper charata, can you do the Aveira? No. Kodesh Baruch himself will testify that Yodea Kol Talumois will be made, and he won't do the Aveira again.
No, I disagree with you on that, because once you've done something
before
once,
one second, whoa, whoa, Jonathan, you don't, one second.
What do you mean the Rambam says it before it?
1 second, whoa. You can't disagree with me, because I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you what the Desla says.
Well, then why are you talking? What are you saying? You're saying what you think on base of Desla says.
Jonathan, give him a chance. Let him have a chance to say what he wants to say before you disagree. First, you have to understand, and then we disagree, okay? Let's just work it through a little bit. You're welcome to disagree. You're allowed to disagree.
Okay.
But we have to understand first. Give a chance. Slowly. The Rambam says, Mefurish, that somebody who does tshuva, mi'ava, bonagid, yeah? So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifies, you won't do the Aveira again. That means, after you've done the Aveira and done proper tshuva, you're in a better position than you were before you did the Aveira. Yeah, that's what charata does. Makes you in a stronger position. Let's take a mitzvah, for example. A person did a mitzvah, and he had charata that he did that mitzvah. Yeah, guy came to the door, poor guy came to the door, he felt bad for him. He gave him a very big check. After the guy left, he was thinking, what are you thinking? What were you doing? That money was needed for something else. And why are you suddenly become so generous? What's the matter with you? Now, this guy's better off before he did the mitzvah or after he does the mitzvah?
Before.
Why?
Because it's better to not do something.
No, using the business klal, using the klal we gave you. We're working with charata. Not making up, we're working with Rav Dessler's klal now.
Okay, because now that he regretted doing that, it's going to change him that he doesn't want to give to people anymore. Is that how you want to apply?
Before he did the mitzvah, could he do the mitzvah? Yeah?
Yes.
He did it. After he does the mitzvah and has charata, the next guy that knocks on his door ain't getting any money. So he's lowered his level. He could do a mitzvah before, and I can't do the mitzvah because he did the mitzvah at charata. That's stomach pacha. That person has to be careful. Rabbi Yochanan discusses that. So very careful. Very careful, especially giving
people
advice.
Okay, let me let you talk. Sorry, what does Rabbi Yochanan?
Especially when you're giving people advice to do something, if you know that you push them to do something very holy or whatever, and afterwards they'll have charata that whatever. It's better off that maybe they didn't do it. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Are we implying that this? It's better to not do a mitzvah if you regret it?
I'm not implying anything. I'm not implying anything.
That is exactly.
I'm not implying
what
anything.
You're implying. So how can you say you're not?
You're welcome. You're welcome once again, because I'm a Litvak, and I'm not applying anything. After we've put everything on the table and we've understood the sugya properly, then I can start applying and implying. But I can't start asking what if questions if I haven't understood the klalim properly yet. Could be, we'll see. I don't know. It's certainly one. It's certainly worth bearing in mind for sure. You have to be careful.
It certainly seems that way.
We'll see. But that's not really our subject now. Our subject is betochen. We're just bringing this as a moshel, and I don't want to get too deep into the moshel now because that's not our subject. And I want to leave time to discuss with what is our subject, and that is the same thing works with betochen. Exactly the same thing works with betochen. A person has a certain level of betochen, yeah? Whatever that is, that allows him to, let's say, he's going to take a year from work. He's not going to work for a year, and he's going to go sit and learn for a year. Yeah, make no ishtadlus, he has betochen. Hashem will take care of him, and he's going to go sit and learn for a year. At the end of the year, he has a look, and he says, you know what, that was guns fine. That was a good year, and I really enjoyed doing it. But my financial situation now, I see, can't cope with that. So I'm going to have to go cut back and I'm going to have to go get a job. That's fine. There's no problem there. There's no charotta. There's just, he did what he did and he's happy. But now he has to change plan. There's no problem with that, yeah? Or he'll have a look and say, well, there's Gewaltig. I'm going to do another year. Also no problem. But what will be at the end of the year, he has a look and he says, what were you thinking, you idiot? Yeah? All your friends who went to work, whatever, they got money, they're going on holiday, and you haven't got any money, and you're stuck at home, and he has terrible charotta that he did what he did. So now, what's happened to his betochen because of that charotta? Before he did this, he had a level of betochen that would enable him to take a year off and go sit and learn. After he's done it and he's had charotta, his level of betochen is not there anymore. He could never do it again. So he's not making enough ishtadlis, damaged his betochen. That's what Rav Dessler says. The ishtadlis is there, lefi the shit of the Masilus Yishorim. The ishtadlis is there to protect your betochen. That's what it's there for. You have to make minimum betochen, a minimum ishtadlis. What's the minimum? The minimum is at kedai that you won't be tola rishoinus. You have to find that point, and it's a very subjective place. What works for you is not going to work for me. Some person has to work 18 hours a day and he's going to, or some person can get away with half an hour. It depends. Depends on who you are. But you have to find the minimum that you can do that if it doesn't work out, you'll say, look, okay, instead it didn't work out. There's a Kodesh Baruch who runs the world, not me. He has some betochen. Nothing but somebody who's no betochen. He has betochen. He knows that she was running the world. But he looked back and he goes, you know what? I feel I did everything that I needed to do. Didn't go, fine, sadu, okay, better luck next time. That's the minimum. That's the minimum. How much would you need to do so that if it didn't work, you wouldn't be kicking yourself and saying, oh, he's such an idiot, what were you thinking? And you can't do more than that, by the way. You shouldn't do more either. Now, in the beginning, obviously, there's trial and error. You're not going to hit the nail on the head, boom, you know, on the first day you go to work. And it changes and it swings and things at home change and there's new pressures and it's a very dynamic thing. It's not something that stands still. There are things we'll discuss. We can see if you want another time we can discuss. There are things you can do in order to make your betochen go further, where you can move that point of tola rishoinus back and therefore you can go further with betochen. The things a person can do, there's exercises, there's tools you can use in order to stretch that so you can get away with doing less ishtadlis and at the same time not having the fear of tola rishoinus. But that's the basic yesod. Now, there's many things that contradict, that seem to contradict this. Rav Dessler himself, when he brings the Chamisha Madregas, the five Madregas of people, and there you'll see that somebody who's on a higher level of tochen has to make more ishtadlis, and we'll have to deal with that also at some stage. I don't know if this is the right place to deal with that. About you shouldn't chas v'chalila come to sveikas because of those theories. They're all reconcilable. They all fit. They all work very nicely. But that's weeks of limud. That's a ganze sugya. That's not poshut. But this is the vote on ishtadlis. Now, what we've just said now, I don't know how that works with the chovas lavavas. I don't even ask to. I'm not in the chovas lavavas now. And I'm not doing the comparative discussions here. I don't know. So anyway, that's the yesod in a nutshell. There's much more here, but I just wanted to at least just put that idea on the table. Now you can kick and scream and shout and argue. And what's nice about Zoom is when you throw potatoes or tomatoes, it bugs you more than me, you know. So Jonathan, you can do whatever you want. I don't mind. You can throw rotten eggs for all I care. So now, what don't you agree with? I'm interested to hear what your complaint is.
You know, I was going to say I don't agree with the fact that if you've done something and then you've done teshuva ma'ava, that there's no possibility of you doing that thing again.
Because I never said there was. I never said there was. You may well do that again. Excellent point. You may well do the Aveira again. You're right. So what does it mean? Hashem's made. The one who knows hidden things, yeah, will may that you won't do it again.
100%. That's food for
thought. But you'll do it again. I'll guarantee you you'll do it again.
Right, but it'll be a different you.
No, that's cute. That's nice. It'll be a different you, and it's not the same you. And no, the Zelbika you. Watch carefully. I'll show you something moiridic. You'll see a Rambam. You'll see the Rambam's choice of words are very, very specific. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? And I haven't lost my head, my mind yet, okay?
You know, how many vaccines have you had?
I had the vaccination, but it's not long. I haven't had it long enough in me for it to start affecting me like that.
Well, barely, let's see what you say. Go for it.
Next week, maybe I look a bit weird. You know, I'll start growing a horn or something. I'm only 2 hours after the second one, so I'm, you know, right now I'm still reasonably sane. Okay, the Rambam says that if a person does tshuva mi'ava, yeah, tshuva shlema mi'ava, hayodaya ta'alumois, the knower of hidden things, that means Hashem, will ma'id. That in the same situation, given the exact same situation or whatever, yeah, you put in that situation, you won't do it again. And I'm telling you, you may do it again. But the Rambam says you won't, and I'm not arguing with the Rambam. I'm going to argue with the Rambam, even if he's Svadi. I don't know, but I don't argue with the Rambam.
Okay, so where are you going with this?
What does the Rambam say? How does he describe Hashem? What does he call Hashem? He should have said, Hayodeya Asidois, the knower of futures, will testify that you won't do it again. He doesn't say that. He says, the knower of hidden things will testify that you won't do it again. That means right now, you won't do it again. But tomorrow, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. A lot of things can happen tomorrow. There's a Yetzirah, there's another struggle, there's another battle, who knows, people slip. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol for 90 years, Besoif Yomov, he was Naset Stuki. Oh, yeah, how did that happen? Yeah, because today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow. The Rambam's telling you that, by the way. The Rambam says, Hayodeya ta'alumois. He knows hidden things. It means he knows hidden in your recesses now. You're a Jew that couldn't do the Aveira again. But tomorrow, things change tomorrow. Not that you're a different person. You're the same person. But tomorrow, there's another struggle. There's another battle. You're weak in one area. You're busy with something. You're distracted. The Yetzirah. The Yetzirah might cause havoc for you. But at the moment you're doing Tshuva Mi'ava, you won't do that Aveira again. Who tells you that? The one who knows hidden things, because he looks in the hidden recesses of your heart and he knows now you won't do it again. But tomorrow you may do it again. Very important to know that. How many people get mabulbul with this?
Nice.
People get ma'od mabulbul with this on Yom Kippur. This is where this shiur comes up on Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, yeah? I'm standing and I'm doing tshuva and it's mi'av or whatever and Hashem's testify, I'll never do it again. And then tomorrow you do it again. You go, wow, such a failure. It's like, no, you did tshuva. And the tshuva's banked. You got tshuva. That avayu that you did yesterday, that you did tshuva for, it's a mitzvah. It's nasis shchiyos. It says that. The doinus nasis shchiyos. Tshuva v'yira is the doinus nasis shkogos. And tshuva mi'av is the doinus nasis shchiyos. That avayu you did the mitzvah. But tomorrow you did it again. What does that happen? That mitzvah is banked. It's in the bag. It's nothing. You did tshuva from Ava, and the mitzvah became, the very became a mitzvah, and there it is. And now, I have to do tshuva again. And you fell again. You slipped. You got up. Shiva tzadik yopul v'kam. But now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Koyd v'atzmei says, you'll never do the Aveira again. Based on what? Based on who you are now. But tomorrow, who knows what will be tomorrow?
Very nice.
Very that's powerful. A big yesod. That's a powerful, yeah. I heard that from Adam Godel. There's a ma'od mod chashuv. There's more there, okay. I'm not odd palm. That's the Rambam's not even in front of us, but that's ma'od chashuv to know. People get very disheartened and whatever when they do tshuva and then they fall again. This Rambam is a big obstacle for them. No, it's not an obstacle. You do tshuva. Okay, first of all, who says you do tshuva from Ava? Tshuva from Ava is Madrega Otsum. Anyway. That's the Vortia. The Vortia is the Charata undoes the level you had for the good and for the bad. If it's an Aveira, then does the Aveira. If it's for a mitzvah, then does the Aveira. Be very careful, like you said, maybe touch on that now just because you raised it, is you have to be very careful if you're going to do a mitzvah and you're going to have charata for doing that mitzvah. I once had a case, I'll tell you where this applied practically, where I was at Eishet Torah. There was a certain bocher that the hanhala of the yeshiva very much wanted him to stay in the yeshiva. He'd come on a short trip, not like Shlomo Karpus, who came for a week and after a week said, that's it, you know, canceled his job, resigned his job, whatever, and he never left, you know. Well, no, I'm talking about normal people who come for 3 weeks and they go home after 3 weeks, you know, like a normal event. Anyway, so no, that's Shlomo Karpus. Shlomo Karpus arrived for a week or 2 weeks, how long? 3 weeks, lo zocher, and then he comes to me and says he's not going home, he's canceled, he's found, he's resigned his job, he's staying. And look, that's what became of him. Okay. Not everyone from Pretoria, you know, that takes a certain, you know, a certain genetic material that only comes from certain geographical locations. So Shlomo comes from the same hometown as me. That's why I'm, I was also the Meshugan who came to Yeshiva for one day and never left. I'm still there. So it must be something to do with the air down there and the Haarfeld. Anyway, so they wanted this guy to stay. So I said, fine, let me talk to him. You know, that was my job, was to tell Meshachneh, the guy to stay. So I spoke to him or whatever, and he had unfinished business there back in wherever he'd come from, yeah? But I felt that if I really pushed it, I could Meshachneh him to stay. I could Meshachneh him to give that up and let him stay. And then I thought to myself, I'd heard this yesod already. I thought to myself, 1 second, he's going to stay in yeshiva. And then in a year or two, he's going to think back about that unfinished business, and he's never going to be able to finish that business now. It's going to be gone. Yeah. Let's say he had 1 year left of his degree. And 1 year left of a degree. So, you know, he'd have charata. He would mamash regret not even gone back and finished his degree and then come and learn in yeshiva. So all that time he spent in yeshiva would have been oika. All the mitzvah, the whole thing would have been completely destroyed. Before I made a decision, I went to ask a rov, and he told me, "Hachinami, 100%, 100%." And that's when he told me the Rabbi Chonon. That's where the Rabbi Chonon. You give a person an advice to do something that you know or you suspect he may have charata afterwards. You have to be very careful because it'll wipe out the whole mitzvah. This guy's going to spend a year or two learning in yeshiva, gevaldik, and he's going to look around and say, "Wow, what an idiot! Why didn't you get your degree? Why didn't you finish your business, whatever you had to do?" And he's going to have real charata. He just wiped out all that. He just wiped out all those schiyot. Not possible. So I told him, go home and finish your business and then come back. And that's what he did. Baruch Hashem lives in Eretz Yisrael today. He learned in yeshiva for many, many, many years. There was other questions there about his parents being alienated also. That's another thing, you know. You tell your parents you're not coming back to yeshiva. You're going to yeshiva. You're not finishing your degree when you've got 1 year left. You know, so that's going to blow up in your face also, maybe. I'm not giving klalimia. I'm just giving an example of how that can happen. But for ourselves as well, you have to be careful that you do something good, whatever, be careful not to be tola rishonis, because you wipe out the schus there. Use your charata for the bad things, not for the good things, you know. You know, so that's an answer to your question, Jonathan. Should you not do a mitzvah if you'll be scared you'll have charata? So, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine too many examples of that, but yeah. Yeah, you have to be careful.
Oh, I can think of a lot of examples, but even those shochs who come ask you for R2 when you go stop at the parking. Sometimes you like pissed off and you just feel bad, so you give them. But afterwards, you want to go, you like stuff that oak, and then you regret giving it, and then it makes you not want to give any of them ever again. That's a stupid example, but it's a reality. You've got to weigh that balance of when to give and when not to give. If you're not in a good mood, I know it sounds stupid.
Well, but the question you've got to weigh it up. Yeah, moods are not for mitzvahs. I'm saying you have to ask yourself what mitzvah you are seeking.
Well, how do you regret things based on how you feel? So, 1 second.
If you understand that there's a mitzvah derabbanan of Dache Shalom. Minat Torah, there's no chiv to give a non-Jew stock, okay?
100%. But do you want to make a kiddush Hashem?
But there's a mitzvah derabbanan of Daches Shalom. So if you understand you're busy with the mitzvah of Daches Shalom, so yeah, then you'll decide. Do you want to or don't you want to? Then you have a chiru like giving stock to a yid. Giving stock to a deraisa, giving stock. Yeah, but even...
Yeah, but you get the point. You get the point.
Well, that's for you. Okay, no, it's a good example.
I'm just saying that's a raw example. There's many times in your life when you think about things that you would have done differently and you have charata. So it's those points. It's very hard to identify in the moment, but this is what you should be thinking of.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, yeah, that's a good example. That's a very
and it's
example.
In line with Rav Dessler, because he has a whole thing on giving and taking, and sometimes you need to take in order to give. Sometimes you need to not give in order to be able to give. You know, you've got to.
Okay, that's another subject. Okay, no, we're talking about charote and mitzvahs. Giving and taking is another story. But that's an example of where you would do a mitzvah and you could have charote, and it would be much harder to do the mitzvah next time. The next oak that knocks on your door is not likely to get a very nice tip, you know?
Right. But going back to your point, I think you explained it very nicely how your hishtadlus protects your betochen, yeah, because before...
That's the vort. That's the
before
vort.
Before I've heard you say it, but I haven't heard you explain it like this before.
The vort is that, that could be, once again, I'm not trying to feed this into Chayv Salavavus, but the idea that hishtadlus doesn't do anything, but you have to make hishtadlus. If it doesn't do anything, why do I have to do it? Because it's protecting your betochen. We'll see. Mitzvah Shem, one day we'll get a chance. We'll have a look at the five madrigas, Rav Dessler's five madrigas. You'll see there that sometimes a lower level, you should make less ishtadlis. Sometimes a lower level needs to make more ishtadlis. Sometimes a high level, the David HaMelech, has to make full ishtadlis. Somebody who's on a lower level has to make no ishtadlis. It's not sure always to your level, and that gets very confusing. This just sort helps a lot. This just sort, you'll see, helps you a lot. Anyway, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll start Perek Dalet. We'll start grappling with Betoch and Mamash into the engine room of Betochen, and you'll see there's many, many interesting things there. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see that. Tomorrow is Rav Tetz at 8 o'clock, Bezrat Hashem. Shlomo, just do me a favor. Don't sign in on the Aura of Ram account, okay? Sign in on the Shlomo Karpus account. Just have to make sure that only one person, even I can't sign in on Aura of Ram tomorrow. If anybody else signs in, it's going to mess up the webinar. So,
Am I signed in as Aura of Ram now?
No, you signed in as Shlomo Karpus. I'm saying just don't make a mistake tomorrow and sign in as Aura of Ram, because you're going to mess
up. I never sign in Aura of Ram.
I don't know what you never. I'm just, Moshe Gottlieb and I went through a list of people who have the Aura of Ram account. Him and me. So I'm just, asking you, just don't sign in on Aura of Ram meetings, because you only have one host. And if you sign in as a host, it's going to shut down Moshe, and then it's going to be.
No problem.
We did a trial run last night. It's the first time we're running one of these 500 men webinars, you know. It's like a bit
of very nice
meeting. So we ran a trial yesterday just to see how it works and whatever. So that question came up because I'd signed in using Aura of Ram, because I'm always signed into Aura of Ram. And then it's
a bit of a mess.
No, because whatever, you can't have two hosts. So the minute I signed in, I had to shut the whole meeting had to close down.
So
cancel the meeting, and then everybody would be all the 500 people or however many people sitting watching there all get locked out of that. It's a disaster. You can't afford to do that. And if Tetz is sitting there in London waiting to give a share, and you just locked the rest up.
100%.
So I think we've told